All right, this is Indie Function Radio Broadcast number 12. We're streaming it to you live today. This is not pre-recorded. This is all just improv live stuff. Today is August 27th, I think. Is that the date, Witz? I have no idea.
Indeed it is.
All right, perfect. This summer has gone by so fast, I just don't even know what date it is. It feels like middle of July right now for me. But anyway, I'm your host, Brett Hudson, a.k.a. BrettBoy129.
And I'm your co-host with the noob who just happened again on the show.
All right, we're going to begin right after this. Alright, so first up today, well, pretty much the only thing that we have today is our news, and first up we have a bunch of Unity updates. Unity is going on some road trip, they said, or a roadmap, sorry, 2011, and then Release Candidate 1 of Unity 3.4 is going to be coming out soon, which is a feature plus bug fix release. Some of the highlights include algorithmic substance integration, that's a big word, shadow improvement, skinning performance, and multi-core, which makes skinning performance 2 to 3 times faster on PCs due to the SSE2 optimizations and multi-core improvements. There's also multi-thread skinning for the latest iOS and Android devices. You can take the next one.
They're also adding downloadable content with catching for complete scenes and asset bundles. And that also includes iOS and Android with that one, not just PC. There's a script execution order, animated and skinned mesh bounding volumes, graphic optimizations.
Graphic optimizations are nice. They implemented various graphic optimizations ranging from faster differed lighting due to more compact light shapes and better occlusion culling, to faster OpenGL ES 2.0 and more mobile optimized shaders.
Also, effects in water, which is something that can be really painful to do by yourself, obviously. Unity Xbox 360 and PS3 release in parallel, which will be nice as well.
Oh yeah.
Of course, all these features are going to be nice. Stop saying that. There's also better gizmo / handle control, faster collider tweaking, and hundreds of minor improvements and fixes.
Back on the PS3 and Xbox stuff, their first PS3 game called Rochard is going through the Sony submission process right now. So that's exciting. If I had a PS3, I'd definitely buy the game, because that's so cool. Now, they also announced Unity 3.5, even though Unity 3.4 isn't fully out yet. And it's got a bunch of great new things as well. There's a multi-threader render, which will do a lot of nice stuff. They're going to be putting in pathfinding just to the normal thing, so you won't have to program it yourself. It's just built right into Unity. There's a new particle system coming. They're rewriting it from scratch. The new particle system is completely curve and gradient driven and is composed of modular blocks to boost functionality. It also utilizes the multi-core CPUs on all platforms.
They're also adding a UI framework. They're rewriting the in-game GUI from the ground up. There's also light probes for character lighting, RNM light maps, add more flexibility to the light mapping solution, and LOD support.
Which is level of detail, just in case you guys didn't know. So, it'll add more detail to your modeling things. And there's a long list of other things that we don't want to bore you with, because we only covered like a third of them. But yeah, Unity 3.5 is coming, and I'm probably going to upgrade when it comes out, because some of the new features just look really impressive, and I'm really looking forward to seeing how the pathfinding works to see if it's, you know, just generic crap or if it's actually something really nice. I also want to see the new particle system too. Alright, and then next up we have the Canvas Lord announcement. We haven't talked about it on this radio show yet much. I think we might have mentioned it 1 week. But basically what it is an HTML5 library designed for creating games. And it was created by our co-host here today, Ian Jones. And he's been working on it for, oh god, how long have you been working on it?
A couple months.
Yeah. But it really utilizes some of the, you know, just crazy stuff that HTML5 can do and makes it simple to use so, you know, beginners can just jump right in and start working on it. Now, you know, Yo-Yo Games is also coming out with GameMaker HTML5, and a lot of people are like, well, why would we use Canvas Lord if we can just use HTML5? Would you like to go over all the differences, or should I?
Well, Canvas Lord is free, so you get to save a couple $100 there.
Yep.
And of course, that's just, like, a massive feature there. Also, with Canvas Lord, I mean, you can use it right now, as opposed to having to wait to get into the beta or wait till the final release of GameMaker. So, those are the two main advantages, but also, I mean, it has a lot of the features of GameMaker. It's just, it's real programming, you can't do drag and drop. It's also kind of designed somewhat similar to GameMaker's programming style. So, if you learn some basic JavaScript and maybe a little HTML5 and stuff for the actual, like, design of where you want to, like, put the canvas and stuff like that, but that's really easy, then suddenly you can already get started working on your games and whatnot there. And also, in my opinion, the Canvas Lord debugger is better than the Game Maker's built-in debugger.
Yeah, I saw the debugger earlier, and it's starting to look really nice. Kind of reminded me of Flashpunks, which is just over-the-top impressive. So you're doing a good job with that, if you ask me. And Canvas Lord is really good. I've used it before. Quite a bit, and it has tons of great features. All you really need to know in order to do it is just basic HTML and JavaScript, because JavaScript is actually what makes the HTML5 do stuff. And you just need images and JavaScript and HTML5. You don't even need to download anything other than the library, because it's all in your web browser. You don't have to download a development kit, an IDE, any stuff. Well, you do have to do a development kit, sorry. You get what I mean, you know, it's very minimal.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like two files there.
Just two small little JavaScript and HTML files.
And unlike Flashpunk, though, it is way easier to set up. So, instead of having to go through this long, confusing thing where you can screw up all over the all along the way and everything, it's just, oh, load in the library and the HTML, and load in the basic shell with whatever code you put in there, and suddenly, oh, you're already working everything. And that reminds me of a feature I forgot to mention, which is, unlike just about any other game development thing, you don't have to compile before testing or anything like that.
Yep.
So to test, you literally just save the file, go to your browser, and refresh the page.
I mean, seriously, it takes about 2 seconds to, like, pretty much update it. Press Control S on your keyboard, go back over to your web browser, press F5, it's already all done, and you can test your new, the new build of your game, pretty much.
And, HTML5 in general loads resources, or maybe, I don't know why, Flash takes so much longer than HTML5 to load, necessarily. Maybe it's just because it is a plugin, but HTML5 can load, like, instantaneously if you have good internet connection, and, bunch of, like, even if you have a bunch of sounds, music, stuff like that, I mean, it can load quite a few megabytes almost as fast as it loads the page itself, so
Yep. That's
kind of nice.
Mm-hmm. Yep, well, that was kind of the intro to Canvas Lord. The URL, I believe, is canvaslord.co.cc, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yep, and that's probably going to be temporary. He's just I'm assuming you haven't gotten a chance to buy a domain name yet. Or, a proper one.
Yeah.
And, well, with that, we're going to transition into the Yo-Yo Games news for the week. They need to be fed on both Androids and iTunes over the last weekend, and they got publishing rights with Sony, and they're releasing it to the Xperia Play. So, I love that because, like, I'm probably going to get Xperia Play. I always say Xperia. I don't know why. Xperia Play. I hope that's how you say it anyway. Anyway, it's a PlayStation phone for those of you that don't know. I'm just going to say that. And They Need to Be Fed was featured at the Game Developers Conference over in Germany. And it was actually featured way up on, like, the big screen, like, thing. There's a picture up on the Yo-Yo Games website. And, now that They Need to Be Fed is going to the Xperia Play / PlayStation phone, that means that other Game Maker games might be making it there, and it might be a publishing, method in the future. You might be able to port it, is what I'm trying to say. My words are getting a little confused here. Also, the Game Maker HTML5 beta is coming out soon, although after hearing about Canvas Lord, I'm sure none of you guys are going to want to pay $100 to $200 for it, considering Canvas Lord is free. And it can probably do a lot better because I've seen it, and Yo-Yo Games needs to optimize their HTML5 stuff because it's super slow compared to Canvas Lord. Canvas Lord runs on this crappy computer that I have. I mean, this computer is just junk, but the HTML5 games that Yo-Yo Games have made just lag. Drives me nuts. CPU usage just skyrockets. So you can sign up for the HTML5 beta, though, and you'll be able to test it out for free, and you can buy it for $100. After the beta, it'll be $200. Alright, and then you can also upgrade Game Maker 8.0 to Game Maker Standard 8.1. So, I don't know why this is new, because I thought you could already upgrade to Standard. Alright.
Yeah, perhaps.
Alright. Alright, well, I'll introduce it, because I'm guessing you don't have it up right now. Yo-Yo Games pretty much launched their experimental site, it's called. It's experimental.yoyogames.com. And basically what it is it's some demos of some games that they've been making in HTML5. I'm sure they'll add more onto it, in the future, other than just HTML5 games. But the video that they had of that Grave Maker game is up on there. And that one's actually optimized for iOS, so it's got little buttons on the screen that you can press on your iPhone. And, oh yeah, one sec. Grab that URL. Alright. And, sorry. Didn't know you still needed it.
They have five other games up there already, but the five other games are basically ports of games they already released and everything. So they have They Need to Be Fed, Solitaire HD, Mr. Hiroshi, Madding, and Skydiver, Mark 2. They all work pretty well, but as Roy already said, they do chew up quite a bit of your CPU. Even on my really nice computer running, I believe it was Gravemaker, or no, it was They Need to Be Fed at least, when I stopped playing it, my CPU usage dropped like 27%. So it was just a little ridiculous, but hopefully they'll optimize it some more before releasing it. That's probably a good chunk of what they're working on right now, and I'll try to optimize Canvas Lord more, of course, too.
Yeah. There are also some problems with the sound, as many users have reported. There are sounds, but it's not working in all the games for all the users. And that's just because of HTML5, how it works. But Yo-Yo Games does claim
using the audio element, yep. And I know from experience that that doesn't work so well yet, but yeah, no, hopefully that will eventually work out very nicely, especially with OGG coming along thanks to Construct. Soon all browsers should support at least OGG, so you have one universal audio format.
But yeah, it's not so much Yu Yu Game's fault, it's more of just HTML5 right now, but Yu Yu Games did say that GameMaker HTML5, when you import an MP3, it keeps the file in your game, and it also creates a copy in OGG, so then you have both files. And it's the same if you import an OGG, it makes both an HTML, or an OGG and an MP3, and if you import something like a .wav, then it makes both of them. So then it's, you know, cross-browser, but there are some problems with it just in the GameMaker stuff. I'm not sure why, but hopefully they'll fix that soon. And then they're also going to be doing some Facebook integration soon, they said. That's just something that they hope for. But yeah, Yu Yu Games might be publishing to Facebook soon too. Yuck. Alright, and also Ludum Dare happened this past weekend. That was last weekend, right?
Yep.
Alright, this last week has been way too long and way too short at the same time. There are 599 games released, and some of the top games played were created by Notch and Chevy Ray. It makes sense why they're at the top played, but I'm sure you can put more. You participated in it, so you can probably give more info to the listeners than I can, so you can take it from here.
Well, you know, I'd just like to first point out that if any one of you who didn't enter had entered, then it could have, you know, been 600 games, and obviously that's so much cooler than 599 games. So you should be ashamed of yourself if you didn't enter. Also, if you want to rate any of the games, you have to have entered, so that's another great reason to enter. I don't know, it's just kind of a nice challenge to see how talented you've gotten at game development to attempt the Ludum Dare, because if you're entering the competition, it's like not very strict, it's kind of loose, but it's strict enough that you can't really cheat, so everyone has to like work the entire game out in 48 hours, and it really kind of brings out the best in some people and other people. It's just they can't really do much in 48 hours. Part of the whole problem though is the whole theme. You sometimes can't think of an idea for it, and so by the time you think of a good idea, then suddenly, oh, it's too late and you're kind of just screwed over. I tried to enter, and honestly I think my game kind of turned out badly, but at least, you know, I entered it for once, so I can say that much, and I can rate games and stuff. But I just recommend that you try it out next time. Notch was live streaming the entire time, and actually, I believe he lost over $15,000 because he was AFK for 5 hours, and people were on his channel, which cost him like $3,000-something an hour.
Wow, did you seriously say AFK? Can't you just say away from keyboard, or he was not at his computer? Wow, ouch, I just lost a little respect for you. Anyway, Ludum Dare went pretty well this year, and it's impressive that there are 599 entries. I'm actually a little shocked by that number. I wish I could have entered, because I would have boosted it up to 600, but I didn't have my computer last weekend. Anyway, Ludum Dare will be happening again this December. It happens 3 times a year, I believe, in April, August, and December. So if you want to enter the next one, go right ahead. It will be Ludum Dare number 22. And I'm going to enter this time, so hopefully we will get to 600. But it will be happening this December. So if you want to enter in, then you're going to have to wait a little bit. We'll be right back after this short music break. Alright, so now we're going to have just a little section for Indie Function. We are accepting advertisements for both the magazine and radio now, so if you'd like an advertisement on here, it only costs $5. Just email Brett at indiefunction.com. Please note that my name only has one T, so if you send it to Brett with two T's, it's going to be lost in the void of the internet. Just email me and we can discuss advertising either here or in the here on the radio or in the magazine. We have had advertisements in the past few issues of the magazine, as many people have noticed, and they just take up the page. They've been free this month, but starting in September it's going to cost $5. I don't think it's a lot to pay, but we'll put your advertisement up. We'll provide a link to it in the magazine, so when you click on it, it hasn't been working lately, but we're going to fix it. So advertising is definitely a thing to go, and you should be really excited for that. So we're just going to get on with the credits, and then you can have a good weekend. This show was broadcasted live by hosts Brett Hudson and co-host Ian Jones. This broadcast was recorded from the live set today by Audacity. All music was found on Newgrounds, coming from Nemesis Theory, Toy Robot Music, Last Survivor, The Funk, and Honkmaster. We hope you enjoyed our show and listen in again next week. Also, don't forget to check out Indie Magazine Issue 12 tomorrow, which will be released at noon at the earliest. Thank you and have a great weekend.